She urges LGBTQ friends to mobilize because Trump's pulled the plug on democracy. By Ben Q on May 28, 2019. Left-wing pop icon Cher called on LGBT people to mobilize on Tuesday following news that the Trump administration would rescind Obama-era policies treating anti-transgender discrimination as sexism. In a typically bizarrely written tweet, Cher shared an NPR article detailing a Trump administration proposal that would undo the redefinition of discrimination on the basis of sex as including discrimination against transgender people. The Obama administration tried to implement the new definition as part of the Affordable Care Act, but two courts found that definition invalid. Cher claimed that the Department of Health and Human Services' choice to go along with the courts was evidence President Donald Trump had pulled the plug on democracy. Trump administration proposes rule to reverse protections for transgender patients, the Grammy winner said. NPR LGBTQ friends mobilize. Trump and his base hate you and want you gone. Look what has done in 2 years, and we watch, TV, sleep, eat, and moan. Trump's pulled the plug on democracy. The 2016 provision added gender identity to the same category of discrimination as sexism, defining the term as one's internal sense of being male, female, neither, or a combination of male and female. When Congress prohibited sex discrimination, it did so according to the plain meaning of the term, and we are making our regulations conform, said Roger Severino, director of the HHS Office for Civil Rights. We have concluded in our most recent filing with the court that discrimination on the basis of sex does not cover gender identity. The 73-year-old singer and activist is one of Hollywood's most vociferous opponents of Donald Trump. Cher previously compared President Trump to Adolf Hitler and called him a cancer ravaging our nation. Cher has won admiration in conservative circles after making various statements that go against the political left's agenda. Last month, she complained that the city of Los Angeles can't take care of its own residents and does not have the bandwidth to care for illegal immigrants. Barely a week after her comments on immigration, Cher also blasted proposals by Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders to let felons and terrorists vote. Excuse the fuck out of me if I don't want murderers, rapists, and child molesters of every color to vote, she said at the time. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.